from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Truma, History in Perpetuity. We look at the Tabernacle, the Mishkan, the original Beit HaMikdash. When we look at what's in the Holy Ark, we can determine what the Holy Temple is all about. We know that in that Holy Ark, there were not only the Edut, the testimony of God's appearance in front of the Jewish people at Sinai, there were not only the Ten Commandments, but Shivri Luchos Menachem Aaron, the broken pieces of the original Ten Commandments were also found in there. Perhaps there was a Torah that was either inside or was on a shelf right next to the Aaron. There was a Tzinsen HaZaman. God says, take a canister of the man, the manna from heaven, and place it in the Holy Ark. There was the Matzah Aaron. We know that Aaron, the high priest, had a showdown with the other tribes, and his stick blossomed with the almond blossoms before the other ones blossomed at all. And overnight it blossomed, and therefore that was a sign forever that Aaron was chosen. The Torah is true, that Moshe is true. Therefore, that's in the Aaron as well. There's also the Argaz, Sheviu Aplishti. The Maran Bavasra says that there was that if you look in Shoftim, there is it was the Aplishtim, the Philistines conquered the Ark, and then had so many plagues, they gave it back. When they gave it back, they sent a gift with it. The gift was a box, and that box, although it had some pagan images on it, it was a box recognizing superiority of the God of Israel, and therefore that box is also in or next to the Ark. What else? The Shashim, the Kenuya. Gemara also says that the name of God and all the side names of God are all in the Holy Ark right there. So what do we learn from that? What does this tell us about the nature of the Holy Temple? So what is the nature of the Holy Temple? We look in the Ramban. Ramban, at the beginning of this Parsha of Truma, he says, "Vayah b'mishkan tamid m'Yisrael ha'kavod shnir lehem bar Sinai." The Jews with the Ark, with the Holy Mishkan, the Tabernacle, a place where God rested. Mishkan is not just where the Jews dwell, but it's where God dwells. "B'shachanti b'tocham, I will dwell among you." And that honor, that glory of God, which we saw at Sinai, it is with us in the temple forever. Whenever you have a temple, whenever you have a Mishkan, or you have even today the Temple Mount, the holy presence of God is with us like he was at Mount Sinai. And he even says that the cherubs remind us of the image that some of the elders of Israel, the youngsters, they saw an image of God under God's feet. They saw an image at Sinai. And we get to see an image too. We see cherubs as well. There's no end to the images within the tabernacle that allude to Mount Sinai, the fire, the smoke, and all is an allusion to Mount Sinai. But I'd like to suggest something along those lines of that Ramban, just going perhaps a slightly different direction, maybe a step further. The question is, how do you take the inspiration of Sinai? How do you continue it? I mean, Sinai was great, but it was a one-time deal, and that's the end of it. So what do we do with it? So the answer is, you have the holy Ten Commandments that are there, and you try to sort of preserve the holiness and the experience of God that we have with the Ten Commandments. You preserve it in that ark. It was a great moment where even the Philistines recognized that God is God, that God totally outsmarted their God, that God destroyed anyone who had his holy ark, gave them hemorrhoids and all kinds of problems, and rats. that moment when the Gentile nation, the enemy nation, recognized the God of Israel. It's a great moment. We preserve that in the Holy Ark. It was a great moment where all the Jews had to admit Moshe said that Aaron was chosen, and the showdown of the staffs showed that only Aaron's staff blossomed and theirs didn't. And that's what God predicted, that whoever was blossomed, that was chosen. So it shows forever the veracity of the Torah. That moment, that great moment when it was shown that the Torah is true and Moses is true and Aaron is true, that moment has to be perpetuated. That's history in perpetuity. It's history, but it has to be perpetuated. And we do that by keeping it in or next to the Holy Ark, the manna from heaven. I mean, what could be a greater expression of godliness in our life, that God provided bread for us every day? The man from heaven came every morning, double portion for Shabbat. What is a greater testimony to Shabbat, to God, to God's providence, God's providing for every living creature? The man. By preserving a bit of man, we have history in perpetuity. The Beit HaMikdash is basically capturing that spirit of old and bringing it into the Holy Temple. We saw an image of God, of the image of the angels and all that. We saw the heavens opened up. We have the cherubs remind us of that holy, holy moment. There are many great things that happened in the past. Each one of us has moments in our lives that we'd love to preserve. We just hold on to the moment our child was born, the moment we had the first bar mitzvah, the moment we got married, the moment where we celebrated something, we achieved something, we graduated something, we wrote something, we had a wonderful relationship, we had a wonderful experience. We'd love to sort of freeze that moment of these precious moments that we have in life, both personally and nationally. The Mishkan, the tabernacle, and ultimately the temple in Jerusalem, attempts to do is to take those moments of history, those moments of passion, to preserve them for eternity. Our job is to bring a little bit of Sinai to every day. When we learn Torah, to bring a little bit of Sinai to that moment. When we turn and we face Jerusalem in our prayers, we can bring a little bit of Jerusalem and of Sinai into our prayers. When we stand in Jerusalem, the privilege to be in Israel and stand in Jerusalem, we can imagine some of the glory of Mount Sinai and what it was all about. The one end, you know, we have to find our new inspirations. We have to find the inspiration in the world which God renews every single day. The other end, we know that a lot of our inspiration comes not from the present, not from nature, not even from the Torah, but from history. And that history is preserved in the Holy Ark, in the Holy Temple, Jerusalem, that image of what the Holy Temple was, even though it's not around anymore, the image of what the Holy Temple will be one day. It will eventually bring back, it will bring back like the good old days, to bring back, to bring back the inspiration of old. Let's hope for that. Let's pray for that. Let's continue to remember the days of old, tamid, always, because that inspiration is not just in the past. It's available to us as part of the Jewish community. It's available to us each and every day as we go into a synagogue and we see the remnants of the menorah and remnants of the Holy Ark and remnants of a table and a shulchan. We have wafts of the aroma of the feeling, the flavors of the Holy Temple, which in turn gives us some sort of vague memory of the Sinai itself, some of our greatest, most inspirational moments in all of history. Achieve that, we can somehow dig into history in perpetuity through our involvement in Judaism. And let's hope that indeed that inspires us, Torah, mitzvahs, and all good things. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshi Sfar Beth Lamed congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the parsha. Thanks to Erica Siegel for sponsoring this memory of her parents of blessed memory. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.